Barry, you were off at the prison with Agent Ramos on Friday, right?
Yes, that's correct. I accompanied Congressman Tancredo.
And give us an insider's eyewitness view as to what happened, because I guess he finally got to see a doctor last week after having his head beaten in by the some of the other inmates the previous weekend. But is he in a safe spot now?
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement, which is not a very pleasant place. That's usually where they send prisoners who engage in behavior that's unacceptable. So it's a punitive measure, but that's the only thing that they can do to assure his safety. He was in good spirits, but I can tell you that his injuries were more than minor. Once he pulled off his shirt and showed us all of the injuries to the left side of his body, it was rather stunning. He's completely bruised from his shoulder all the way down to his elbow, yellow, purple, deep bruises, and we're talking 6 days later. He also has abrasions on his entire left side. He has boot marks from being stomped. You can actually see the imprint of the sole of the boots that drew blood. He has abrasions on his ribs, bruises on his ribs, on his knees, on his wrists. So he explained that he took a defensive position, which is why his entire left side was injured and his right side was not.
Talking to Tara Sotmeyer from Dana Rohrabacher's office, she was there with Congressman Tancredo last Friday with Agent Ramos at the Mississippi prison. And, of course, with those kind of injuries, that doesn't dovetail with what we heard from the White House that, well, okay, we're sorry he's had some minor injuries. We're looking into this, and we'll get him out of the general population. But, again, another disconnect, or so it seems, even in that kind of an assessment.
Well, I can tell you they downplayed his injuries, and they would not allow us to take photographs. They would not allow us to look at the official reports. Photographs were taken, from my understanding, by the lieutenant who was on duty or the shift supervisor who was on duty, but the warden would not permit us to see any of the official documents. It was very interesting. The warden just did not have a sense of urgency. It didn't seem as though it registered with her the intensity of this case and the seriousness of it. She gave us a tour of the facility in a manner that was very matter-of-fact, and it was a little irritating to me, actually, because she did not express any sense of urgency. And when I queried her about, well, what would you have done differently if you had known this America's Most Wanted piece was airing?
Yeah.
What would you have done to protect him? She said, oh, well, we didn't know. And he never expressed any sense of danger. We asked him every day, and he said, oh, he was fine. He didn't feel he was in danger. I said, but it seems to me you're putting an awful lot of responsibility on the prisoner to anticipate danger. That's not his job. That's yours.
Well, it was also a disconnect from what the sentence was. They said they could put him in a minimum security, ends up in general population in medium security. So she was acting like this is not a real sense of urgency, like she's, what, clueless or intentionally clueless?
Well, actually, just a correction. He was, in fact, in low security.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, minimum is a very, very minimum. That's like.
But still in general population, and even the U.S. Attorney, Johnny Sutton, said that wasn't going to be the case there.
That's right. That's right. He did say that. He said they would be protected, and that wasn't the case. They were actually in cubicle-style dormitory areas. Open air, no doors. There were two individuals that he was rooming with who left the cubicle after they did the 10 o'clock count, because they obviously knew that the hit on him was coming.
All right, Tara Sotmeyer with us. Very quickly here, I know you're just leaving the White House. Sense of urgency there with this new information and seeing this firsthand?
No, it looks as though they're still taking this day by day and giving us the typical rhetoric that we're investigating, but we're turning it up a notch, and they can no longer ignore this injustice, and we won't let them.